Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here in the Contractor Fight. Listen, we take your questions as long as they don't suck, and we answer them here on the show. Listen, if you want to send a question into the Contractor Fight podcast, please text the word podcast to 833-415-0473. The word podcast to 833-415-0473. Put your info in there and ask the questions that we have, and we'll pick the ones that are the most relevant to the most people here in the fight. You guys rock, and let's do this. All right, fighters, today as Dan and I dig into the Q&A, we actually jumped into the free Facebook group, Contractor Fight Facebook group, and picked a couple questions out of there for this episode. Actually, the next couple episodes probably, because there's some really good stuff happening in that group. And so if you're not part of that group, head to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and request to get your furry ass in there. All right, so Dan, today we have a couple questions that we're going to answer. The first, I'm going to tell you guys the questions, and then we're going to dig in. All right. The first is, should I drop my shorts for a job? We're going to dig into our thoughts on that. And the second is, somebody just sold their first job as a legit contractor and wants to know the most critical pieces of advice and tips on mindset, anything of value that they should be thinking about as they grow their business over the next year. So we're going to dig into that. And I'm going to read each question fully. I actually almost did the second one there. But this first one here, dude named Scott in the group, I thought this was a good question, Dan. He says, hey, I'm a new contractor, been in my trade for 20 years, and just got a request to quote a job. It's my first job, and even though I know my worth and can tell you how long it will take me within a few hours to do everything, I'm still looking at trying to reduce my price and get the job. I'm not hurting for money, but I do want the job. Did any of you go through the same shit? And that's Scott's question. So I have some initial thoughts. I'm sure you do. So what's on your mind? What do you got, Dan?
The hairs on my neck stand up when I hear people say they want to drop their price to get the job. And I understand, you know, when you're coming of a place of getting food on the table. But when I hear him saying, secondly, that he's not hurting for money, it kind of reminds me of my Friday Fails podcast where financial security breeds laziness. And I just don't believe in doing jobs that you're not making money. And there's a couple of comments in that thread where people are talking about, oh, maybe it's a good portfolio piece, or maybe that's an important customer that could open some doors for you. There's no impression like the first impression. And I would want to come out of the gate hot, selling at my worth and setting the bar for what my company represents.
Yeah, I think this one, you and I are pretty much in alignment on. I think he's, you know, the fact that I'm not hurting for money. Now, I don't know what his situation is, but I hear that, and I hear he's in a position of strength, right? Yep. So don't negotiate against yourself, number one, when you have the upper hand. In this case, he doesn't need the job to eat is what it sounds like, right? And I'll give you guys this. When I was first starting out, Dan, you know, there were times that, well, when I was first starting out, I didn't know my numbers, okay, first of all. nor did I know my worth, all right? But there were times that people would ask me to discount, and I had a choice to make between, you know, feed the people under my roof that week or not, right? So guys, I get that. But that's, again, me in that position, it was self-imposed because I didn't know my numbers and I had my own shit to deal with, right? And so that is what it is. But the second thing is I think this sets a precedent. You're coming right out of the gate positioning yourself as cheap, you know? Now, I would say if you know, let's say he could make a 50% or better gross profit and the job's $5,000, right? Well, if he's going to send an invoice, you know, for $65,000, right? Okay, well, you don't need to be at $65,000. Let's, you know, be real about this, right? Sometimes guys are just like, yeah, what the fuck? I'll charge $100,000 for it, right? I doubt that's the case here. So I just don't like positioning myself right out of the gate as somebody who will negotiate, drop their price. Because who do they refer you to? Other people that ask you the same fucking question. Oh yeah, I asked him to lower his price, or he lowered his price. Everyone else was $10,000. He was $5,000 and I hired him.
Yeah, that's what people miss out a lot, where they figure, oh, this house is on the right neighborhood where I want to work, or this guy belongs to the yacht club. He rubs elbows with my ideal client. Mm-hmm. If you come in there as cheap, and there's examples in my town of these guys that their signs are all the quote unquote right places, but I know because I've quoted these jobs or I know people that have dealt with them, they're pricing their jobs so low and they're being used. They don't realize that because they become the cheap guy. Like you said, the first impressions, you want to come out of the gate strong. I would also encourage this person just to make sure he knows his numbers. If he's been in the trades for a long time, this is suddenly his first job on his own. We see it time and again with people that come into our group. They really don't know their numbers, and chances are he's going to be undercharging out of the gate, even if he thinks it's a fair price.
Yeah. Don't we have a pricing sheet download? What the heck is that?
The What to Charge worksheet.
Yeah. Charge. That's right. It's called Charge. So guys, I think this guy's name is Scott. I already moved it off my screen. But it's Charge. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/charge, like da-da-da-da-da-da, Charge or whatever. Is that what they do with that horn sound, or is that a different song? I don't know what I'm doing there.
I think. It's been a while, but yeah.
But I'm glad you brought that up. Like, he might know how long it takes. He might know what he's paying himself when he was an employee because he's worked in the industry for a long time, but there's your other overhead. So that worksheet, guys, will help you with that. And last thing with this, you were talking about the yacht club and all this stuff. What I found many, many years ago is there was this neighborhood that we all wanted to work in because it was the rich people.
Yep.
And what was funny is everyone was dropping their shorts to get their yard sign in that fucking neighborhood, man. And so the irony of the whole thing is the people that could afford it the most were actually getting charged the least because we all wanted to be in there because we thought that was the answer. But anyway, appreciate that question, Scott. Hey, fighters, listen, I want to tell you about Nice Job. They're one of the sponsors here of the Contractor Fight. They are a reputation marketing software platform that can help you grow your service business. Nice Job's automated tools are going to help you collect 2 to 3 times more reviews and then share those reviews where it matters the most. Using that social proof, you can be the top rated contractor in your field, in your area. So I want to encourage you all to visit thecontractorfight.com/nicejob and get some more information, guys. Reviews are huge, and don't miss out on more sales because you're not getting them. thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. Next question here is from Hunter. This is a good one, man.
It is.
Why don't you read it?
Caught me off guard there, Tom.
The fuck, Dan? I sent it to you.
You did. Let me put on my...
Thought you had it right there.
Man, glasses.
All right. Glasses on and all this.
We're in business. God. I just sold my first job as a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor. A small bathroom remodel for $15,000. What are the most critical pieces of advice, tips on mindset, anything of value that I need to be thinking about as I grow my business over the next year?
This had a ton of comments to it, and I haven't read any of them, actually. I literally just saw the post, and I didn't read any of the comments because I didn't want to be skewed in any way in my initial thoughts here. So, first of all, Hunter, congrats on doing things the right way and selling that job and all this other stuff, and kudos to you for being a sponge, man. I wish I would have done this when I started.
Yeah, no shit.
It was funny. I think people gave me advice and I was like, oh, I'm different. I'm going to do things different. I don't need to know that. I'm thinking one job in particular, every guy I ran into in the town said, don't do that job. Don't bid that house. The guy's a fucking lunatic. And I'm like, I'm different.
Yeah, I'm Superman.
That's the job, Dan, that I sold for $28,000 and it cost me $45,000 to do it. So there you go. There's some issue with the math on that one. But Hunter, anyway, congrats. Critical pieces of advice. Build your brand. I'm not going in order here. This is just the order I think of them. Build your brand. Do not ever get complacent with your marketing. Build your brand. Position yourself, to attract only your ideal clients. Get rid of the rest. That's first thing, Dan, that comes to my mind is build the brand. Second thing that comes to mind is create a recruiting strategy right now. Like, don't wait till you need people to hire. And, you know, I think if you have just, we're a company that recruits, if that's your mindset, I think it'll be a lot easier for you to attract the right people. Cause right now you don't need them all. If you're this young in business and it's like one of your first jobs is a legit guide stuff, you're kind of probably meandering through it himself right now. Yeah. But as you're building your brand, work on yourself as a leader and really work to build an attractive culture that other FWs are going to want to be a part of. To me, those are the two biggest things.
Yeah. And I would add to that just on a personal level. He's already there. He asked this question and he's obviously hungry for more information. Is stay curious and keep learning, because I'm 20 years in and I learn something new all the time from surprising sources. So that's one key. And I would also, as he starts to grow, identify the parts of the business he likes and that he enjoys and that he's good at. And something you taught me early on, Tom, start delegating the shit that you don't enjoy or you aren't efficient at. Because one, it sucks just the soul out of you. Two, you don't do it well. And so it tends to not get done. Things like tracking metrics and job costing or whatever it may be. And so to your tune of hiring, just be always looking for things that you can pass on to somebody else to keep you moving forward.
There you go. I thought of one more. Job costs every job immediately. You know, that's really how you're going to, how to know your numbers. Now, listen, I know other people are listening to this going, oh, systems and blah, 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 and processes and this and that. Guys, that's it from it. The sound of it, Hunter's relatively new here in business. And this is all about scoring fucking points right now. Score points, job cost, work on you as a leader. Because if you're doing those things right, you'll have the money to afford to hire somebody who's good at the shit that you talked about him, you know, not being good at, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just
be that mindset, like be the alpha predator in the room. Like, you know your worth, charge your worth. Don't let a market price, that fucking number that triggers me, or other people determine how you price your jobs or how you position them. And if you're your biggest cheerleader, everything else will fall in behind you.
I love it, man. Well, good stuff. Well, Scott, Hunter, we appreciate the questions here today. Guys, if you want to ask a question of Dan and I, if that's something that you're like, hey, I kind of give a shit of what they would say, then text the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast, to 833-415-0473, word podcast, 833-415-0473. And we'll get that and we'll check it out. And we feel if it adds value to the community, we'll go ahead and take some time and answer it here today. Dan, anything else before we get out of here?
I think we covered these two, Tom.
I think we did. All right, man. Well, hey, good hanging with you. Appreciate you.
Likewise.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, we're out. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today on this Q&A episode. To send a question to the Contractor Fight Podcast, please text the word podcast to 833-415-0473. Text the word podcast to 833-415-0473. Put your info in there and we will take the questions that are relevant to the most people here in the fight. Super appreciate you all. Get out there, kick some serious tail. We'll see you later.